Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That was the voice of Drew Bledsoe. He joined Jones and Keefe earlier today. Had some insights onto the quarterback situation here in New England. Talked about how he sat three games his rookie year and how that helped him. How it slowed the game down a little bit. It was something he felt that definitely made a positive difference for him his rookie year. I didn't catch if he said anything about redshirting the whole year, if he would have rather done that or not. But
shut
it. Imagine probably not.
Shut your pie hole.
But he did say, yeah, and listen, I mean,
boob.
We're talking, hey, it's your idea, Andy, not mine.
It's a good idea.
Okay. Gerard Mayo disagrees. But it was...
I don't know if he does.
Well, he said the best way to get better at football is to play football, did he not?
And then he didn't play the guy that needs to get better at playing football.
Right, but he's not playing him yet.
He's red-monthing him.
We'll see if he plays him or not. We'll see how many games he gets in. You want Drake May to play this year, right?
Oh, yeah, week one.
So then you, what are you talking about? Then you don't think it's a good idea.
Because, I think it is a good idea, but I need, that's why you need the rule to take the decision away from people like me that are, you know, overly impetuous and just want to see, and like the long-term stability of the quarterback, the team, and the league would be benefited by the rule. I said it a million times. I don't know how much more clear I can make it.
But you also think Drake May should play this year?
Under the current rules? Absolutely.
Okay. Just making sure I got all this straight.
Yeah.
Anyway,
clear it up in your mind.
No, it's very clear. I don't necessarily agree or think it makes a lot of sense. But either way, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. The four quarterbacks who we're seeing now in these first two games here, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Jordan Love, and Jalen Hurts, none of them played right away. Not one of them started week one. Some of them played in their first season.
Right.
You know, Love didn't play for, you know, 3 years, but like Hurts played in his first season. Jackson played in the second half of the first year when he was out there with Joe Flacco. Mahomes was a true redshirt, and Love redshirted for like almost three seasons. So there's a bit of a mix there. Nobody who was, plug and play right away. That I think is maybe a little bit instructive here when it comes to these guys and their careers going forward. And how these are four of the premier quarterbacks in the league. All four of these guys were on our list, right, of our top 10 quarterbacks. We all had these guys. And not one of them started week one their rookie year.
Yeah, and I think not to be a, you know, like a coach here and every situation is different, but those four guys right there are four very dramatically different situations.
Sure.
You know, who they're behind, first of all. Patrick Mahomes, they traded up to get him, but I think with every intention of sitting him behind Alex Smith, who was a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback, who had won, whatever it was, 11 games the prior season. They were a good football team with a good quarterback, so they didn't have to rush. Jordan Love was obviously sitting behind a Hall of Famer, maybe the most talented quarterback in football when he arrived in Green Bay. Lamar Jackson, maybe the most unique quarterback to enter the league in the last X number of years, where you're talking about full commitment to building and designing an offense around him. So I think that would make sense, especially considering the way he plays. And then Jalen Hurts, we get into a different world here when you're not a first-round pick, right? There isn't that pressure or presumption that that guy automatically plays for the Eagles.
Sure.
And I would also say he's
Jackson
a,
was like end of the round, first round, too, so there wasn't the same kind
right.
of pressure on him
he
either.
He was 32,
yeah.
I think.
Yep.
I think he was. So you kind of two guys later in the process, but also Hurts is a unique player as well. Not necessarily a standard runner, but also not necessarily a standard pocket passer, with some kind of questions about his game coming into the league. So each one of those is different, and that's why this situation is different. Without my rule that you hate, without the carte blanche rule that everybody redshirts, this is why it's so difficult, because there's so many factors. Drew Bledsoe turned out fine, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So he played, got hurt.
Well,
realized,
until Mo Lewis hit him, but yeah, he was fine before then, yes.
That was 8 years later
was,
or whatever.
It was many years later, that's true.
After he had been to a Super Bowl, he was a Pro Bowl caliber MVP candidate at times, like all of those things. And he realized sitting that there was some value in that. But I think he also probably would acknowledge there's some value to playing early and figuring it out and confidence and earning the trust. Remember when Mac Jones got absolutely walloped by, I think, Dexter Lawrence, was it? The guy from the Cowboys just absolutely smoked him
sounds
from
right.
behind.
Yeah,
and
sounds right.
All the linemen, David Andrews, I think, was first at the podium, was like, we learned something about our young quarterback. Like, you don't want to see him get hit like that, but you learn something when you see him get hit like that. There's that whole process of becoming a leader and a tough guy and a guy guys want to play with and for and all. There is so many layers to this development of leadership that each situation is different. And I keep going back to, I was kind of comfortable, I guess, playing Jacoby Brissett. Right up until I saw him play this summer in this preseason, and he was worse than what I had in my mind.
Yeah.
And that factored in for me.
I think that changed a lot of people's minds
yeah.
about this whole process, yeah.
And that's a factor here. You had a plan. You have a guy with experience. Yes, he's done some things. He doesn't turn it over, whatever. But he looked like crap when we saw him this summer against bad teams.
Right.
That's the other thing. I know there's this idea like, oh, Drake was playing against backups. So was Jacoby Brissett. Nobody they played their starters. He was playing against backups too, and he doesn't look good. And I think that really, really swayed the opinions of some people toward just play Drake May. He's better.
Yeah, certainly. I think that that's a good way of looking at it. And all four of these quarterbacks too, by the way, weren't sitting behind the Jacoby Brissett. You know, Jalen Hurts was behind Carson Wentz, who at one point was a serviceable quarterback.
Right.
And I think in that last year is when they sort of realized maybe he wasn't anymore, and then he was off to the Colts and sort of bounced around since then. But, you know, we know Jordan Love was behind Aaron Rodgers. We know that Pat Mahomes was behind Alex Smith, who was a Pro Bowl caliber, and Lamar Jackson was behind Joe Flacco, who won a Super Bowl and I think was a Pro Bowler too. So, like, you're not looking at that situation here. And that's points that have been made over and over again that, you know, Drake May is not sitting and learning behind some all-pro future Hall of Fame, and not that all those guys are, but, you know, like even a Pro Bowler in Jacoby Brissett, he's sitting behind a journeyman. He's sitting behind a guy who's probably better suited as a backup and has more value as a backup than he does as a starter, and I think that's what's getting people more impatient about it. That combined with the fact that you're right. In these preseason games, Brissett looked very rusty. I mean, you know, not necessarily ready for prime time. Not as good as he looked even in the two times we saw him with Washington or Cleveland or, you know, some of these games where, or some of these seasons, I should say, where he got into these games and looked okay. He looked lost out there.
And I always thought Jacoby Brissett, when you watched games, and this sounds mean, it is mean, but the truth is never mean. So he was worse than his numbers a lot of times when I watched him. Like, he wouldn't make mistakes, but I saw him just miss throws. You know, which to me are mistakes. They're not turnovers. They're not pick sixes going the other way. You know, like a guy like Carson Wentz ended up being really sloppy with the football later in his career. Yep. Turnovers, ugliness. And you may not get that from Jacoby Brissett, but there's still missed opportunities, missed plays, mistakes by the quarterback. And when you're not going to make any plays, and I don't really think he's a playmaker. At his best, I think he's a game manager, no wow, no mistake kind of guy. And I just don't know who really benefits from that. And it's a good point you bring up. I think all four of those quarterbacks that we're talking about sat behind guys that probably signed $100 million contracts at one point in their career.
Sure.
So that's a different story than you said it yesterday. I think Jacoby's biggest deal was $30 million when the Colts kind of made him their starter
right.
for a period of time.
After Luck retired. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that, not that money is be all end all, but it tells you what guys were thought of at one point in their careers.
And how the team looked at him. Yeah, of course.
Right, right. So, yeah, I mean, I know we continue to just talk this into the ground, even though Gerard has been pretty adamant that Jacoby Brissett was the plan. Jacoby Brissett is the plan. And Drake May is going to play at some point. But I think the bulk of Patriot Nation wants to see Drake May. We still get some that are like, you want to get him killed behind this line? There's still that. But I feel like that is the minority voice. It's not the it's a vocal minority at times. Most people want to just see the guy they think is better play.
Yeah, 100%. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll hear more from Gerard Mayo and the Kansas City Chiefs rookie wide receiver Xavier Worthy, the fastest man alive, according to the Combine and according to the NBC Sports broadcast team last night, was a big factor in that game. He accounted for, what, 50% of the Chiefs' offense, I would say, there with those two touchdowns. We'll talk about the Patriots wide receivers and could they maybe help out Jacoby Brissett and or Drake May, and if any of these guys have the potential to do that. We'll do all of that right after Tom Carroll, who is relocated into the back room, tells you what's trending.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.